Hello and welcome back to the Life Reimagined podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, and how you can apply his principles to improving your life. In 2016, shortly after I had quit my investment banking job in New York and started traveling the world, I was in Cartagena, Colombia with one of my best friends. That was the first place I started traveling. And I picked up Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you're not familiar with the book, it's one of the best-selling books of all time and one of the most influential self-help books. And in it, Dale Carnegie takes a lot of the principles that he discovered in his life about how to better interact with people and have better relationships and puts that into 30 timeless principles. So I picked up this book because I wanted to learn how to improve my relationships with other people, and I had never really dove into a book quite like that. What I quickly realized from reading the book is that the principles in the book, if you took them and incorporated them into your life, could lead to dramatic improvements in your life without really that much work relative to the gains that you would get. So today I wanted to talk about three of the principles that Carnegie discusses, why they're important, how I incorporated them into my own life, and the dramatic improvements that I've seen. So I wanted to start with the first one, which is actually the first principle in his book. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Carnegie's argument is pretty simple. It's that criticism, condemning, and complaining doesn't help anyone, including you. In fact, while you might feel a short-term release when you vent or complain about a situation, you might also deepen your resentment about that situation. And in the process, you might become a person that people perceive as negative, which in general is not a good thing. So in short, don't criticize, condemn, or complain. I'm sure we can all both identify a friend who might be that person who's always complaining, but on the flip side, we might be able to identify someone who is a positive force in our life, and not a positive force in an annoying and overbearing way, but in a way that makes you feel better to be around them. Perhaps that person accepts and recognizes problems, doesn't ignore them completely, but also sees these problems as an opportunity to learn and grow. And I think that if you really reflected on your experience, you would realize that you get a lot more from these people and often feel a lot better when you're around them. So you can imagine if you can become that type of person yourself, well, more people will want to be around you because you create that good feeling. The next question becomes, how do you actually incorporate that principle into your life? And for me, the experience was a couple of different steps. One was awareness. So the first thing you need to do is recognize, when are you criticizing, condemning, and complaining? What are the different triggers? Is it when a family member calls you? Is it a particular person at work? Is it a situation in which you feel no control? You need to start observing and becoming aware of these things. And the best way, I think, to do this is through an experiment. So something that worked very well for me is I did a 30-day no complaint experiment. And the way I structured it was that over the course of 30 days, I would just never criticize, condemn, or complain. And the way I held myself accountable is that I told my roommate about it, and I said, hey, if you find me doing this, I'm going to pay you $1 every time you observe this behavior. You can imagine that quickly, as the dollars started rolling out of my pocket, I became pretty acutely aware of all of these times in which I maybe naturally went towards some sort of complaint or criticism, etc. Now, you might think that this is an extreme way to observe and change your behavior, but it proved to be incredibly effective because what the experiment did is it made me more aware. It made me less inclined to complain because of the financial disincentive of doing so. And over time, I also, as I complained less, started to feel the very positive benefits that you get when you see the world through a more grateful and less complaining-oriented lens. Over time, as I became less engaged in this complaining type of behavior, I also saw some long-term positive relationship benefits. People start to see you as that person that they want to be around because you're not there seeing the darkness in every situation or making things worse than they need to be. And in fact, you can very easily become the person who observes this complaining behavior in other people and helps them reframe that, not through saying, hey, you complain a lot, but rather through kind of flipping the script when someone starts to go down a negative cycle and, you know, maybe ask them if there's an opportunity to learn something about that situation. And finally, once you become aware of this type of behavior, you might find yourself in situations or groups of people who are particularly negative, and perhaps you choose to no longer be in those situations because you're aware of the detrimental effect it has on your own mood, happiness, and sense of well-being. The important thing to remember with don't criticize, condemn, or complain is that you don't have to be perfect. By simply working on this and becoming more aware of it, you're going to get significantly better at it, and as a result, you will feel better on the inside, you'll feel better when things go wrong, and you'll also be a person that people want to be around more often. But at the end of the day, you still might find yourself complaining or criticizing at some point, and that's okay. You don't have to completely eliminate it from your life, but in actively working on this, I think you'll see some pretty substantial and meaningful benefits. The second principle I wanted to talk about today is the following. Become genuinely interested in other people. Now, you've probably heard this advice before, but how often do you actually put it into practice? Whether you're in a cab or an Uber, you're at the airport, you're meeting someone for the first time, you're on a date, how often do you actually take a real interest in the other person versus trying to communicate perhaps your own value or the other things that you want the other person to think about you? If you can flip the script and become genuinely interested in the other person, you will have better conversations, they will perceive you as more likable, and you'll start to have better interactions with a wider group of people. Now, I became interested in this principle because I was traveling the world really for the first time and going from country to country, so I was meeting new people on a very, very frequent basis. And what I found is many of these people were very different from the friends I had back home or the people that I usually associated myself with. And so one approach is to say, you know what, I already have my friends. I'm not really interested in making new ones. I'm just going to go through with my life and keep being the person I am today and not put myself in maybe these uncomfortable situations with new people. But another approach is to say, look, these people have a different life experience. They're perhaps from different countries, they went to different schools, they have different perspectives. They have a lot of interesting things to talk about. They might expand my worldview or just be someone interesting to talk to in some way. And when you approach people, whether they're new people in your lives or even the people that you feel you know really well from this perspective of genuine interest, what happens is the following. You start listening more, you start asking better questions, and you start judging a little bit less. So the way that I integrated this principle into my life, and by no means am I perfect at it, there are times when, you know, I don't want to engage with new people or I'm tired or there's just all kinds of circumstances in life. But I took the following idea to every conversation with a new person I met for at least a year. And that's the following. You can learn at least one thing from everyone you meet. Now, this might not seem like such a profound idea, but let's imagine that you're a very successful person. Perhaps you're the CEO of your own company and you're used to dealing with other CEOs and stuff, and you end up getting in an Uber or you end up running into the janitor at your office. Now, depending on who you are, you might be very friendly with these people. You might say hello and all kinds of things. But how often do you actually think perhaps this person who is in a very different life context to me, but is nonetheless another human with their own unique experience, maybe they can teach me something. Maybe I could learn something from them. And certainly you can. When you implement this philosophy into your life, your relationships will change, and so will your interactions with new people, and it will be in very positive ways. The most important thing about this principle is to actually be genuinely interested in other people. This isn't a tactic to convince people to like you more. It is a philosophy of life that, if you adopt it, will improve your relationships. The third and final principle that I will discuss is the following. Try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view. Now, most of us go through this world, and it's in part a biological thing, but also how we're socialized, and we see the world just through our own lens. And what we do is we project our own experiences, beliefs, attitudes, etc., onto other people who, frankly, have different attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions. And so we end up having all kinds of conflicts and disagreements across things, in large part because we're projecting our own values and experiences onto other people. What's really awesome and powerful about this principle of really trying to see things from the other person's point of view is that in many ways you can counterbalance this natural human tendency to project our own values and experiences onto other people, which leads to all kinds of things, including conflict. So I want to go into two examples to illustrate how you might actually put this principle into practice. Both of these things I've done myself. And the first is, imagine that you have a set of political or social beliefs and you encounter someone. It could be a friend, it could be family, it could be a stranger, and they have a different set of beliefs. For many of us, the natural reaction in this situation is to argue with the other person, to get angry with their beliefs that don't represent reality, or to shut down and later castigate this person for just not understanding or being an idiot, or just all of these very negative things that start to create resentment and conflict between people who have different beliefs. But when you hear something that is different from your perspective, instead of jumping to the conclusion that this person is an idiot or doesn't get it, or instead of listening to your initial emotional reaction, which could be something like anger, take a step back and do the following. Take this as an opportunity to learn about this person and how they came to their particular set of beliefs instead of engaging in an argument. So we all start in the world the same way, naked and not understanding anything. And any beliefs, perceptions, etc. that we have are going to be inextricably linked to what we were exposed to when we were young and then in our adulthood and the experiences that we've had. So it's not that, you know, this person is somehow just evil and doesn't get it. It's rather they probably had a different set of experiences than you. And when you can do that, you can flip the script and say, okay, I'm interested in that experience. How does someone come to believe this? Doing so provides a couple of really big benefits to your life. The first is that you're much less likely to engage in conflicts with people, because instead of seeking to judge them, you are seeking to understand them. And in trying to understand them, you will ask them questions that don't lead to arguments, but rather greater connections and understanding between you two. And so with less conflict and more understanding, you're probably more likely to find some middle ground with this person as well and find out details about their life that might not only explain why you have different beliefs, but also might create new commonalities between you that you discover through the process of seeking to understand them. And third, you are now approaching people from a humble point of view. Perhaps you are not right. Perhaps that belief that you hold on to strongly is actually incorrectly formed, and this person can help you see that in some way, shape, or form through their differing belief and understanding where that came from. Perhaps that's not the case, but nonetheless, you now approach conversations with a new formed humility that will facilitate just healthier interactions with people. We all differ in all kinds of different ways, and if we approach situations thinking that we're 100% correct or that our beliefs could not be wrong, well, that takes a level of self-absorption that doesn't facilitate good interaction. So this principle helps you flip the script a little bit and do better there. The second example I wanted to go into, which it's the same exact thing, but imagine that you are on a date and you're starting to talk to this person and all of a sudden you see that there's a values disconnect. There's something where you just fundamentally don't agree. Now, one approach could be, hey, this date is going terribly. I'm just going to end it as quickly as possible and not enjoy any moment of it. Another is to say, hey, like, how did this person come to this belief? And to start asking them questions in a way that maybe doesn't mean that you guys are life partners at the end of the date, but gives you an opportunity to learn about this person, their experience, and perhaps why you don't want to engage with other people like this in the future. Or perhaps that gives you a greater understanding of them that then gives you an appreciation of their beliefs, and maybe there's a second date there. The point here is not to focus on getting a particular outcome. It's rather to adopt an approach that over time, when you incorporate into your life, will likely improve your relationships and the outcomes that you get through those relationships. So if you want to start to see things from the other person's point of view, I recommend that the next time you face an argument or a disagreement with someone, or you feel this emotional response to what someone says because it's not aligned with how you think, take a moment to put yourself in their shoes and genuinely try to do it. Sometimes it takes being patient and sitting there with the person and asking them questions, and sometimes that's a painful process. But through that dialogue and through that discussion, you get to a much better understanding of that person and their beliefs, and you still might diverge in very significant ways. But nonetheless, you made an effort, and over time, you will see that you will better be able to connect with people who might, upon first appearance, not be your people or not hold the same beliefs. If, on the other hand, you run away from people who don't believe the same things that you believe or only surround yourself with people who have similar beliefs as you, well, you're going to definitely learn a lot less, and you might end up in the echo chamber of a set of false beliefs that really prevents you from operating most effectively in the world. So this is both beneficial to you as a person, but also to the way in which we all engage with each other. And while Dale Carnegie's phrasing is try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view, the way I like to think about this is seek to understand, not judge. Just to recap, we talked about three principles today. One is don't criticize, condemn, or complain. No one likes someone who's negative. Be the positive force. If you find yourself complaining and criticizing a lot, try a 30-day no complaint, criticism, or condemning experiment. Have one accountability partner who's around you at all times and pay them a dollar every time you criticize, condemn, or complain. You'll quickly become aware of when you do this and you'll stop doing it. The second is become genuinely interested in other people. Every single person you meet can teach you at least one thing. And when you approach your interactions with people from this perspective, you start getting a lot more curious about their lives. And third, try honestly to seek things from the other person's point of view. In other words, seek to understand, not judge. When you find yourself in a situation and you don't agree with the person, try to understand where they're coming from. Get curious about where those beliefs are driven from, instead of judging them as some person that you never want to talk to again, or that's the worst person in the world. It's probably not true. Maybe it's true. It doesn't matter. You're going to have healthier interactions if you seek to understand, not judge. Outside of these principles, Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, has 27 more principles. There's 30 in total. There's probably some that will resonate more with you than the three that I've listed here. So you can either check out the book or go to calvinrosser.com/How to Win Friends and Influence People, where I've quickly summarized all 30 principles for you to get a high-level view and decide whether or not you want to engage with the book, which personally I found a little bit dry since it's written in the 1930s, but nonetheless found a ton of value in actually incorporating some of these principles into my life. If you enjoyed the ideas and thoughts I talked about in this podcast, every Sunday I write a newsletter called Life Reimagined, where I share articles, book recommendations, and other resources that are curated to help you improve the quality of your life and ultimately live with more joy, balance, and fulfillment. If you're interested in signing up, you can just go to my homepage, calvinrosser.com, and there's a little box where you enter your name and email, and that will get you started. It's completely free, it's all for you, and I'm constantly working to improve it, so I'm grateful for anyone who signs up and gives me feedback along the way. That's it for this episode of the Life Reimagined podcast. I hope you enjoyed the principles and lessons from How to Win Friends and Influence People. Until next time.